Welcome to 2018 special Christmas series of the In Preaching podcast. This series consists of 7 daily devotionals inspired by Christmas hymns and runs from Wednesday, December 19th until Christmas Day. For the best listening experience and to have full access to the episode notes, the hymn lyrics, and the past episodes, we recommend that you download the SoundCloud, the Google Podcast, or the Apple Podcast applications. Search for In Preaching and follow us. I am sure you'll be blessed. And now our host, Olufemi Oguntoko.
Thank you. Thank you for joining the third episode in this Christmas series. From the first episode, we have heeded the invitation to all the faithful, and we have resolved not to be nonchalant, not to be indifferent, but to joyfully and triumphantly go to Bethlehem to worship Christ the Lord. In the second episode, we followed the story told by that little drummer boy, and we learned from him that we must give the gift of our very best, the gift of our old selves, in the worship of the newborn king. And now we step outside the manger for a bit and take our first real look at this place. Not a city by any standards, not a town, okay, maybe a town, a rural town. But why this place, we wonder? Why Bethlehem? Why did God decide to start the resolution of and give the solution to all of life's questions in this little dreamy town with dark streets and an insignificant population? Why this place? O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silence towers go by, yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years met in thee tonight. Is this town even on the map? Of all the great cities of that time, God did not choose Rome, the then seat of world power. And even if God wanted the place to be in Jewish territory, it could have been Jerusalem. Why this place? Why Bethlehem? And it appears we are not the only ones in wonder, for we hear some others singing this same song, but in another tune. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years listeners, did you ask why Bethlehem? Good question. But remember, it has been so prophesied. Micah 5:2. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. It has been so prophesied. God's word cannot fail. As the one who controls the times and the seasons, who controls all events and circumstances, everything worked out such that Joseph and Mary found themselves in Bethlehem on the night of the birth of Jesus. Do you read your Bible? Does the Holy Spirit minister to you? Know of a truth that His word cannot fail, and all that God has promised you will surely come to pass. Did I hear you ask, why Bethlehem? Why not Bethlehem? Know you not that God qualifies the called? Romans 8:30. God is not impressed by status or beauty or by other human standards of judgment. He looks at the heart. More than that, he does his own will, and his will is ultimately for our good. Accept that truth and don't ever feel insignificant or unworthy or remotely placed. The God who chose Bethlehem of all places will reach out to you wherever you are. The God who from the wilderness raised David to the throne knows where you are right now and will reach out to you in his time and at the fullness of time. And now, Bethlehem is a walled city. Who today does not know the city of Bethlehem? And yet, the city council did not lobby for the honor. The city did not make a bid to host the birth of Christ. The everlasting light shone into the darkness of the town of Bethlehem by God's own will and power alone. Dear listeners, we must do our part as human beings. We must do our human part. But ultimately, and at the end of the day, the answer is in Zechariah 4:6. This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. That is the word of the Lord to you as well. Be humble in your heart. Let God who reads the art know that as much as you work hard, that as much as you strategize and plan, you are ultimately and totally dependent on the power and grace of the Lord Almighty. And as we behold the new Bethlehem, how the touch of God has made the difference. How an unknown has become a famous city. How the light of God has overcome its darkness. How its shame has turned to honor. As we contemplate these things, we will do well to pray that the Holy Child of Bethlehem will descend to us as well. That it will cast out our sins and be born in us. So much so that the whole world will see that Christ has made the difference in our lives. So let's sing this prayer together. Let's sing this prayer together. On a personal note, I remember this as one of my father's all-time Christmas favorites throughout his years of pastorate. Let's pray. Let's pray that the Lord who singled out Bethlehem will abide with us as well. O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. We ask in faith and in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Please share the blessings of this podcast with others. The In Preaching podcast is produced by the Gospel Bell Sport TV, a platform dedicated to engaging contemporary culture with the mind of Christ. You can contact us by sending a mail to info@thegospelbells.com or text to 234-803-331-3632. Merry Christmas and God bless you.